Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Lena.
What
May I
company
ask?
is what company?
This is a third party call center. We service over 300 plus different companies.
Because I've had a charge on my bank statement and I have not ordered anything.
Okay, ma'am, we can.
I need to know what company it is.
Okay, ma'am.
All it said was apparel exclusive. Can
Can
you
I
help
please
me?
have your.
Do I need to just call my bank and cancel it?
Can I please have your zip code and your first and last name?
I didn't place an order. The zip code is 27288, but I have not placed an order with anybody.
And what's your first and last name?
Patterson.
Nadine?
Yes.
Okay. And can you please verify the address on the account for me?
It was 503. Well, what company is it?
I have to get into the account to see which company it was.
It's 503 Overby Street, Eden, NC, 27288. But I have not placed any orders in the last couple of days. It was like $68. And I would remember that.
Okay, I see that a tactical bag was ordered.
A tactical bag. It was only supposed to be shipping and handling on that bag.
Yes, ma'am. In the terms and conditions I have to be agreed upon in order to get that order, it did state that you'd also be agreeing to sign up for our monthly subscription to our online gadget store. With the subscription, you do receive a $125 gift card sent to you via email every month.
No, I want to cancel that, please.
Okay, we can cancel that for you.
No, it was only supposed to be, I think, $7.95 for that. And that's what it said.
Yes, ma'am, it was $7.95 with the monthly subscription is what you're being charged.
Well, I read terms and I didn't see that anywhere.
Okay,
so
ma'am,
just,
would you like the cancellation?
Just cancel, please.
Would you like the cancellation confirmation number?
Yes, hold just a moment and let me write it down. Yeah, I try to read terms and conditions on anything like that, and it said it was free. All I had to pay was shipping and handling. And so I thought I'd go ahead and get that for my grandson, but I can't afford that. I'm on a fixed income, and I knew I didn't order anything for this amount. Oh, hold on just 1 minute. Okay, confirmation.
It's going to be C as in Charlie, 260180368.
Okay, let me read that back to you, make sure I've got it right. C as in Charlie, 260180368.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and it was 67.39, right? And you're going to credit that back, or you're going to take the $7.95, or if I get the bag, I need to send it back, or what?
No, ma'am, I can issue you a 35% refund.
35%?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so they're going to get you either way you go, right? Is there any other number I can call? So you're only going to refund how much?
35%.
You don't know the amount.
$23.56.
Okay, and you don't have another number I can call because I'm going to complain about it.
The number that you're calling.
Well, they need to make it plainer then, because I did read the terms and I didn't see anywhere that it said it's going to charge you that. I'll make sure I don't get anything else from them. That'll be for sure. Because that's cost me $40-some for nothing.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Yeah, you too, honey. I know it's just your job, but that's just not right. Thank you.